Ladies and gentlemen, I will take you to some other environment. I'm working on forests, and forests in Central Europe are increasingly suffering peat scarcity, and different to agricultural lands, fertilization is not a solution for dealing with this issue. So we are working on addressing natural forces, natural processes to improve the peat nutrition of forests. And one thing, the basic thing, is to understand the system more perfectly than we did in former times. And as at the moment, we don't even know exactly which minerals in our forest soils really do the job in retaining phosphorus and keeping it from getting plant available or getting mobilized. So what probably all of you know is that in general pathogenic secondary minerals are most important for the peat retention in soils. These include aluminum and iron oxyhydroxides and high activity clay minerals, and the most important inorganic P compound in our soils is autophosphate, but additionally in forest soils up to 50% of the P can be present as organic P, and in topsoils even more, and most of this is probably inositol hexaphosphate, IHP. And both compounds retain or get absorbed strongly by clay minerals and by iron and aluminum hydroxides. The problem is that in most of our soils, several P-retaining minerals are coexisting with each other, and in difference to more semi-arid or subtropical soils, we don't have much of aluminum oxyhydroxide or oxides, because we have such high silicon concentration in our soil solution that any aluminum acts with silicon to form clay minerals. So clay minerals and most important high activity clays are much more important as aluminum bearing phosphorus retaining mineral phases than aluminum oxides or hydroxides. So our most important P retainers are ferrihydrite, graphite, and high activity clay minerals, which are in close existence in many soils. And so this poses the problems of in these mixed mineral phases, where is the phosphorus bound to? Normally, peer retention by different minerals is traditionally compared by results of single mineral studies. We do adsorption isotherms with ferrihydrite, graphite, or any other, and then compare these isotherms and say, okay, in this case, obviously, the isotherm of ferrihydrite, oops, where is it? I don't find the mouse, is at a much higher level compared to bromide, so ferrihydrite obviously would outcompete any bromide in terms of retaining phosphorus. It just turns out that the mixtures do not always follow this perfect rule that you can just say, okay, it's just in somewhere in the middle of the two curves, but until recently, no direct assessment of P in retention in mineral mixture has been possible, but as our speakers just mentioned, there were several talks now which already dealt with this issue. PEK chain spectroscopy enables a direct assessment of P in adsorbed to trivalent iron, calcium, and aluminum minerals in mineral mixture. So we can use this technique to distinguish and even to quantify P bound by either of these minerals. The iron 3 phosphate minerals and phosphate adsorbed to iron 3 minerals, excuse me, has this typical breach here. Aluminum phosphates and phosphate adsorbed to aluminum minerals doesn't have any particular pre or post edge peak, and calcium, which is not important for my talk now, just to make it complete, has the typical post edge feature here. So we can use the Zane spectra to quantify P in mineral mixtures as retained to different minerals. This is an old graph of Nidhi Carré, already done almost 15 years ago. She studied ferrihydrite bromide mixtures, and she showed clearly that the pre-edge feature of phosphate adsorbed to bromide showed there was no pre-edge feature present. For pure ferrihydrite, there was an intense pre-edge feature, and for the mixtures, they were somewhere in between, and she could calculate with linear combination fitting the amount of phosphorus bound to bromide and amount and bound to ferrite retrospectively. And we did the same in our study. My experiment was dealt with the pre-retention partitioning by ferrihydrite and a high activity clay mineral, which was aluminum saturated montmorillonite, which is most relevant in our soils, in mixtures of both minerals at different pH values. Why is this important? Because for one reason, plants might be more effective in getting the phosphorus from one mineral than from the other. Even more important, both minerals behave different in terms of soil acidification. So aluminum saturated montmorillonite is much more sensitive towards soil acidification than ferrihydrite, and they also behave different in terms of reduction processes. So ferrihydrite is much more sensitive in terms of reduction and concomitant phosphorus release than aluminum saturated montmorillonite. So it's important to know where is the phosphorus bound to. And we did our studies with inorganic and with organic P, and we combined soil solution phase measurements, which means that we measure the soil solution P concentration decreased due to P retention in monomineral and in bimineral samples, and then we combine this solution phase measurements with solid phase investigation of the bimineral samples, and we quantify the P bound to ferrihydrite and aluminum montmorillonite respectively by pH stains spectroscopy. Experiment in detail, we had a variant with pure ferrihydrite, we had a variant with pure aluminum saturated montmorillonite, and a mixed variant. We equilibrated each mineral in three replicates for each pH in at four pH values, representing the most of our forest soils. Then we treated the equilibrated minerals with phosphorus in terms of either as orthophosphate or as IHP. Then we did, after equilibration, a P analysis of the solution by ICP-OES and quantified the P retention. And for the mixed mineral variant, we additionally conducted pH stain spectroscopy and calculated the retained P to iron 3 and aluminum by LCF. Coming to the first results, orthophosphate and low concentration variant absorbed by ferrihydrite, there was strong absorption at all of the studied pH values. It was a slight increase of P sorption with decreasing pH. At the high concentration variant, there was a little less efficient sorption, which is clear because the sorption capacity was approached. But again, with decreasing pH, we have a increasing phosphorus sorption. And for the aluminum saturated montmorillonite, there was a quite different picture. We had comparably high sorption at high pH, at 5 and 6, but almost no P sorption at low pH. And this was also the case for the high P variant. And the mixtures are somewhere in between. So in terms of orthophosphate retention, ferrihydrite and aluminum saturated montmorillonite behaved very differently. And if we now take a look for IHP, the organic P, much less effectively retained by ferrihydrite and rather a decrease than an increase with decreasing pA of P sorption. And even more so, almost no IHP retention compared to the given amount at the high concentration level. And here, aluminum saturated montmorillonite made the race. 100% sorption at any pH, much more than IHP sorption by ferrihydrite, and also at the high concentration level, there was a stronger P retention by aluminum saturated montmorillonite. So here we see a clear difference of pH dependent sorption of organic and inorganic P. And when we take a look at the solid phase investigations, at the left hand side you see the Zane spectra of pure ferrihydrite, pure aluminum saturated montmorillonite, each with phosphate on it sorbed, and here from blue to red the mixtures, one-to-one mixtures with decreasing pH. And you don't see too much, you don't see too much from this entire spectra. You have to blow up the spectra and look at the pre-edge feature, as shown in the graph of Nidi Carré. And here you see again aluminum saturated montmorillonite with phosphate. No, it's hard to do this. No pre-edge, and the ferrihydrite an intensive pre-edge feature. Sorry for that. I'm sorry. And in between the, I think I take this is better. Huh? In between the different pH variants, with decreasing pH, the spectra gets more similar to the ferrihydrite with phosphorus adsorbed. And the same pattern for the high concentration variant. The spectra is even more clear because the concentration of phosphorus is higher. And if you look at the inositol hexaphosphate variant, there's a different pattern fitting well to the solution results. All the spectra are close to the spectrum of phosphate adsorbed to aluminum saturated montmorillonite. So in the mixtures, probably all of the IHP is sorbed by aluminum saturated montmorillonite rather than ferrihydrite. Again, the two P species behave very differently. And if we quantify the P amounts by doing LCF on these pH regions, we see that independent of the pH for orthophosphate, most of the P is adsorbed to ferrihydrite, only a small percentage is adsorbed to aluminum saturated montmorillonite. The same is the case if you increase the concentration. So ferrihydrite is the dominant P sorbent for orthophosphate, and if you compare it with IHP again, aluminum saturated montmorillonite is at any pH dominant sorbent for organic phosphorus. So to sum up, P partitioning, which means relative P retention by ferrihydrite and high activity clay minerals in acidic soils, is pH dependent, and the pH dependency is depends again on the P species. For orthophosphate, we have a slight exceedance of retention by ferrihydrite to aluminum montmorillonite at high pH value, but a strong exceedance at low pH value. IHP at all pH value is more strongly retained by aluminum saturated montmorillonite than by ferrihydrite, which means soil acidification, as it is taking place in our forest soils, that means that orthophosphate retained by aluminum saturated montmorillonite gradually will be take place and switch over to ferrihydrite. It means also that ferrihydrite-rich soils, as long as there is no reduction, acidification will increase orthophosphate retention and P fixation, whereas in high-activity clay soils with low amounts of ferrihydrite, acidification will decrease orthophosphate retention and liberate P. And the story is another story, of course, for IHP, for organic P. So P retention behavior of soils during acidification depends on the pedogenic mineral status and on P species. So this would be the end of my talk, and I want to acknowledge my technician team. I want to acknowledge Dr. Clay Subban from SLRI, where I can do my exams analysis, and I want to acknowledge my funding institution. I'm done with my talk, and I'm happy to take questions now.
We have time for one or two questions.
What kind of IHP did you use in healthcare weather?
It was pure synthesized. It was in fact phytic acid bought from Eldred.
I'm not sure it was pure, because I've yet to see one that's completely pure.
It's at least, it's, let's say, 90-something percent.
Okay. Yeah. I usually see orthophosphate in all
of
my
tapes
that I
see.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I must check again. I have just checked for the P concentration, not for the orthophosphate in it, but I must check for this. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, you go ahead.
What do you think the IHP is more
Yeah, I think it's for one point it's a steric issue. So IHP is much larger, and it won't really get inside the small pores in the ferrihydrite entity. So we already have studies with goethite. They are not really completed now, so I didn't show them. But this is a completely different story. Here, IHP is much more stronger retained to goethite, and the competition is different. So I think it's a steric issue. The question of IHP attachment to aluminum saturated montmorillonite is probably a kind of precipitation process, similar to aluminum phytate formation, just that the phytate is not free, let's say, as a simple aluminum phytate, but it's attached to the clay mineral lattice. This aluminum saturated montmorillonite at high pH value has aluminum hydroxyl sheets on them, and this makes this compound really so so effective in absorbing phosphorus. And as soon as you decrease the pH, the hydroxoaluminum turns into monomeric aluminum species, which are much less effective. So this is probably an aluminum hydroxy phytate complex on the surface.
Perfect. We better hold off on your question. I think he's doing that because he's next.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you so much.